yeah, we're recording. This is Ryan and Augustine, and we are recording a podcast in the morning, and we're reading some books. We're reading some poetry about autumn. Augustine, do you want to say something about the baby? About the baby book here? Say hello. Okay, let's read a poem. This is by Emily Dickinson, Autumn. The morns are meeker than they were. The nuts are getting brown. The berry's cheek is plumper. The rose is out of town. The maple wears a gayer scarf. The field a scarlet gown. Lest I should be old-fashioned, I'll put a trinket on. Okay. There's one by Emily Dickinson. Augustine, should we read? Oh, look at this baby there. We're reading from the Children's Treasury of Poetry. Here's another poem called Autumn by Walter de la Mare. There is wind where the rose was, cold rain where sweet grass was, and clouds like sheep stream o'er the steep gray skies where the lark was. Not gold where your hair was, not warm where your hand was, but phantom, forlorn, beneath the thorn, your ghost where your face was. Sad winds where your voice was, tears, tears where my heart was, and ever with me, child, ever with me, silence where hope was. Oh, that's a sad poem. Goodness gracious. Let's see. Is it October now? No, it's now November. Oh, here's a poem called November by Thomas Hood. No sun, no moon, no morn, no noon, no dawn, no dusk. No proper time of day, no sky, no earthly view, no distance looking blue, no road, no street, no t'other side the way, no end to any row, no indications where the crescents go, no top to any steeple, no recognitions of familiar people, no courtesies for showing them, no knowing them, no mail, no post, no news from any foreign coast, no park, no ring, no afternoon gentility, no company, no nobility, no warmth, no cheerfulness, no healthful ease, no comfortable feel in any member, no shade, no shine, no butterflies, no bees. No fruits, no flowers, no leaves, no birds, November. That's a silly poem. You don't like to hear the word no, but often do you? Oh, now here's anticipating the next season. Ah! Oh, what's that? Sits beneath the trees, catching all the falling leaves. Baby's teeth with holes between. Jack-o'-lantern on Halloween. Baby says, mum, 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 when she sees the turkey come. Baby stands out in the snow, shining stars, sparkle and glow. We're having a baby, aren't we? New baby in the family. Here's a little poem called Winter by Christina Rossetti. Bread and milk for breakfast, and woolen frocks to wear, and a crumb for Robin Redbreast on the cold days of the year. Mm. Okay, that's about all we have patience for today.